From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia Health Ministry launches campaign on Wear a Mask. World Bank said Indonesia to have less challenging economic recovery process. Now the news in details. The Indonesian Health Ministry launched a campaign on Wear a Mask to prevent the spread of COVID-19 pandemic, which would be transmitted through droplets coming from an infected person's mouth. This was stated by Secretary General of the Health Ministry, Oscar Primadi, in a press statement on Sunday. The Health Ministry, provincial health offices, integrated service units, and health polytechnics throughout Indonesia have also organized a public awareness campaign on the importance of wearing face masks amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The ministry has distributed around 1 million face masks to the public since August 25, 2020. The Indonesian government has been carrying the national campaign on wear masks since August 10 until September 6, 2020. It will be followed by a campaign on hand washing with soap from September 7 until October 6, and a campaign on maintaining physical distance from October 7 until November 6, 2020. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has said that the World Bank believes Indonesia would have a less challenging time towards economic recovery compared to several other countries. He affirmed that the World Bank official made the statement while speaking to him during a seminar on micro, small and medium enterprises through phone. The World Bank believed that Indonesia could recover quickly given that all stakeholders cooperate and one of the ways is to boost domestic consumption. Minister Panjaitan also emphasized that the keys to driving economic growth recovery in the third quarter of 2020 include solidarity, cooperation, a spirit of innovation, and strong optimism. He also added that Indonesian people need to be overly fearful if in the third quarter of the year there would remain negative economic growth. The Jakarta administration reported 1,114 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Sunday, the capital's highest one-day total so far. In a statement released on Sunday afternoon, the administration said that most of the new infections were suspected to have occurred during the recent long weekends for Independence Day, August 15 to 17, and Islamic New Year, August 20 to 23rd. Dwi Octavia, the Jakarta Health Agency head of Disease Control and Prevention Division, said that 70% of Sunday's positive cases were tested on August 24th and 25th. She added that based on an average incubation period of 6 days, most of the infections would have taken place between August 16 and 17. She also remarks that 57% of the new cases were detected through tracing conducted by community health centers or puskesmas, adding that on average, for every one person who tested positive, 6 close contacts were tested. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said in Paris on Sunday that a China-European Union investment deal could be reached by the end of the year. His remark came against a backdrop of persistent diplomatic tensions between Beijing and the United States. He said that Europe and China had a responsibility to work for a more stable world that would benefit from an agreement that has been in the works for several years. Minister Wang is visiting European capitals to reinforce ties as relations with the US remain tense. Chinese and European experts have been working for 7 years on a deal to protect foreign investment, reinforce respect for intellectual copyrights, and end obligation to transfer technology and subsidies for Chinese public enterprises. India has set a record for the world's highest single-day increase in coronavirus cases. The nation, the world's third most infected, on Sunday reported that there are 78,761 new cases in 24 hours, passing the number posted in the U.S. on July 17. The rise comes as the government continues to lift restrictions in a bid to boost an economy that lost millions of jobs when the virus hit in March. An upsurge of COVID-19 in many rural areas continues to be a major concern. According to Johns Hopkins University research on Sunday, global infection passed the 25 million mark with 843,000 deaths. The U.S. remained the most affected nation, closing in on 6 million infections. Head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn, raised the possibility in an interview published on Sunday that a future vaccine against the coronavirus might be given emergency approval before the end of trials designed to ensure its safety and effectiveness. A request for such extraordinary approval would have to come from the vaccine developer. Three Western drug makers are well along with their phase 3 clinical trials involving tens of thousands of participants. The three are AstraZeneca, which is partnering with Oxford University in England, Moderna, collaborating with the U.S. National Institute for Health, and the Pfizer-BioNTech Alliance. Half of the participants in such trials receive an experimental vaccine, while the other half are given a placebo. Lebanese Ambassador to Germany Mustafa Adib is poised to designate Prime Minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of Beirut port explosion. He is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is center stage in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as the worst since the 1975-90 civil war. The previous government led by Hassan Diab quit on August 10th over the port blast in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemical detonated. The post of prime minister must go to a Sunni Muslims in Lebanon's sectarian system. Adib's candidacy won vital political backing on Sunday from former prime ministers including Saad al-Hariri, who heads the biggest Sunni party, the Future Movement. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawadi. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Rejections of the Job Creation Bill. A wave of rejections of the omnibus law on the work creation bill occurred again last week, in line with the ongoing discussion by the House of Representatives DPR. These rejections apparently came from the concern that the design would harm workers, farmers, fishermen, including office workers. Broadly speaking, there are several articles that are feared to threaten workers if the job creation bill is passed. They are related to the reductions of rest time, the elimination of long leave, the hourly wage payment scheme, and the stipulation of time frames for a certain times work agreement or contract workers. There are two points that will have a direct impact on the wage system for workers. There are the standard wage based on the unit of time and the unit of yield. Many think that this wage scheme will be the basis for companies to enforce hourly wage calculation. The job creation bill also changes the terms of time for fixed terms work agreements or contract workers. The regulation regarding work agreements in the job creation bill are considered to be detrimental to workers because of the unequal power relations in making agreements. The terms of the contract will be in the hands of the employers, which can even make the contract status last for good. Employers can at any time dismiss contract workers as long as they provide compensation in accordance with the additional provisions in Article 61A, which are not contained in the manpower law. In fact, companies and workers need to build equal, mutually beneficial and harmonious relationship because both sides need each other. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with our Today in History. We start with an event on August 31, 1926, when the charter of new organization, namely CONG Indonesia, or Indonesian Youth, was passed. On 15 August 1926, several youth organizations held a meeting in Jakarta to discuss a permanent party for Indonesian youth. They formed the Indonesian Student Association, PBPI. Finally, on August 31, 1926, the charter of a new organization called CONG Indonesia or Indonesian Youth was passed. The PPPI proposed the holding of the Second Indonesian Youth Congress. The Second Congress produced the Youth Pledge on October 28, 1928. Next event is that in 1962, Trinidad and Tobago gained its independence from the United Kingdom. Trinidad and Tobago is a country in South America, originally colonized by Spain in 1797. For several centuries, Trinidad and Tobago were colonized respectively by Spain, England, France, and the Netherlands. Trinidad and Tobago have become British colonies since the signing of the Amiens Agreement in 1802 between England and France. Trinidad and Tobago gained independence from Britain on August 31, 1962. The last event is that in 2012, Angola held general election under a new constitution. Angola held again legislative and presidential election on August 31, 2012. The election on August 31, 2012 were the third general election held since Angola ended its 27-year civil war in 1975. The August 31, 2012 general election was the first general election held under the new constitution that eliminated direct presidential elections. With the new constitution enacted in 2010, the leader of the party that won the general election automatically became president. These elections determined incumbent President Jose Eduardo dos Santos to defend his position After the party he led, the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, or MPLA, received the most votes in the election with around 74% of the votes. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Baju ini Indonesia, HP ini buatan Indonesia, televisi Indonesia, semuanya serba Indonesia. Sepedaku Indonesia, pesawatku buatan Indonesia, kapal laut Indonesia, semuanya karya anak bangsa untuk Indonesia.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Indonesia and Taiwan cooperate to accelerate economic recovery. Indonesia and Taiwan have agreed to increase their economic cooperation in facing the pressures caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Both countries have great potentials and bright prospects in the future, so that cooperation between the two countries must be increased, especially in economic recovery. This was stated by Deputy Representative of the Taipei Economic and Trade Office Tito in Indonesia, Peter Land, in a web seminar with the team Prospect for Taiwan and Indonesia's Economic and Trade Cooperation in the COVID-19 Era and in the Future. The webinar was organized by the Taipei Economic and Trade Office and the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin on Thursday. According to Peter Land, The COVID-19 pandemic is a global problem that cannot be solved by one country. Thereby, the international community must cooperate to restore the world economy. Peter further emphasized that Taiwan's commitment under the new southbound policy is to cooperate with Indonesia in fighting the pandemic. In addition, industrial cooperation between the two countries is also open to restore the economy and help people restore their livelihoods as early as possible. According to Peter Lan, promoting international economic, trade, and industrial cooperation is an important part of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's new southward policy. Meanwhile, Deputy Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Iqmal Lukman, said that around 59 Taiwanese companies are possible to move their factories from abroad to Indonesia amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Of the 119 foreign companies that have the potential to relocate to Indonesia, 59 of them are from Taiwan. Of the total 119 companies, the potential investment value that can be gained by Indonesia reaches $41.39 billion, or around 608 trillion rupiah. If the hundreds of companies move their business to Indonesia, the workforce that has the potential to be observed will reach 162,000 people. According to Iqmal, so far, 7 foreign companies have decided to move their factories from China to Indonesia during the COVID-19 pandemic. Of the 7 companies, 2 are from Taiwan, Kenda and Meilun. Currently, Meilun has started his business in Indonesia, precisely in Subang Regency, West Java. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nyoko Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the new normal. Now, we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible, in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Lihatlah kawan, bulan masih bersinar. Terangi malam, hidup terus berjalan. Raih mimpimu, bulatkanlah tekadmu. Mestaku semesta mendukung.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about the Limanga River in North Sulawesi. Limanga River, as a tourism destination, is located at Timbukar Village, Sonder Sub-District in Minahasa Regency. Distance from Manado City, the capital of North Sulawesi, is around 30 kilometers. You can use land transportation. Interestingly, you can enjoy not only rafting at Limanga River, but also the beauty of nature around the area. To enjoy rafting at Limanga River, you must go to Timbukar Village, passing through a hamlet with Minahasa traditional houses, stage houses or houses with two floors of wood. Besides the hamlet, you will also be through durian and clove plantations. There are some rafting operators. Limanga River comes from many water springs, so that the water flow never dries. During the rainy season, you have to be careful because the water debit will be more. The length of the rafting at Limanga River reaches 12 kilometers and it takes time within 2.5 hours. Before rafting at Limanga River, you are asked to wear life jackets and helmets. The characteristic of the rapids at the river is 3 and 4 levels. During the rainy season, it is around 5 and 6 levels. Although the difficulty level is quite high, the river is safe for rafting. While rafting, you will see shade trees in the forest area and also a plantation which covers Limanga River. Around Limanga River, there is a flat land to set a tent and stay at night. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I will meet again in another Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Dunia belum berakhir, Bila kau putuskan aku, masih banyak teman-temanku di sini menemaniku. Dunia belum berakhir.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is, di mana letak rak buku ini? In English, where is the place of the bookshelf? Listen to this conversation about di mana letak rak buku ini, which means where is the place of the bookcase or where is the place of the bookshelf. Kevin looks for Bipa book and asks the librarian where is the bookshelf.
Permisi Pak.
Ya.
Di mana letak buku Bipa?
Di rak bagian bahasa Indonesia.
Letak raknya di mana ya?
Rak keempat dari belakang, sebelah rak bahasa asing.
Terima kasih Pak.
Sama-sama.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di manakah letak rak buku Bipa? Di mana letak rak buku Bipa, which means where is the bookcase or bookshelf of Bipa books? Di mana letak or letaknya di mana, which means where is it? Rak, which means shelf. Di belakang, which means behind. Di sebelah, which means besides or next to. When you want to ask about the place of an object, you can use the word di mana, which means where. The answer for the word di mana usually mentioning the place or direction, such as di sebelah, which means besides or next to, di belakang, which means behind, di samping, which means besides, di depan, which means in front. For example, di mana rumah Sinta? Di mana rumah Sinta? Which means, where is Sinta's house? Rumah Sinta di sebelah kantor pos. Rumah Sinta di sebelah kantor pos. Which means, Sinta's house besides or next to post office. Besides di mana, you can also use the words kemana and dari mana to ask about the place or location. For examples, dia pergi ke mana? Dia pergi ke mana? Which means, where does she or he go? This question can be answered with an expression, dia pergi ke rumah nenek, which means, he or she goes to grandma's house. Dari mana Anda berasal? Which means, where are you from? Or, where do you come from? The answer is, saya berasal dari Jakarta, which means I'm from Jakarta or I come from Jakarta. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak.
Ya.
Di mana letak buku BIPA?
Di rak bagian bahasa Indonesia.
Letak raknya di mana ya?
Rak keempat dari belakang, sebelah rak bahasa asing.
Terima kasih, Pak.
Sama-sama.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Segala perbedaan yang kini sedang kita hadapi, saling menyalahkan itu bukan jalan terbaik. Bukankah setiap masalah pasti bisa dibicarakan? Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah. Ku ingin ada di sana, walau berbeda kita bersama. Merasakan damai, bukankah setiap
setiap masalah pasti bisa dibicarakan. Beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah. Ku ingin ada di sana, walau berbeda
to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Bayangan Kasih. This keroncong song tells about someone who fall in love. The shadow of the beloved one comes all the time, day and night. Even though it does present in dreams, the shadow is able to treat his or her longing, and like starlight that illuminates the heart. Like keroncong song in general, this song also has slow tempo music. Well, listener, let's listen to the keroncong song Bayangan Kasih sung by Bambang S. Enjoy the song.
Tiada hilang tanganku. Terbayanglah wajahmu menawan, kilang kemilang bagai cahaya bintang timur terang. Kenangan hati namun itu hanya angan kasih, tapi memuaskan karena dapat impikan. Berdoalah kau berbahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Besisir pantai terbentang luas, seluas
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @VOIIndonesia, And also send your email to voi@voinews.id.